Good morning, Power Hour Nation. So glad to be with you. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brickman. Our two websites, thepowermall.com and thepowerhour.com. Don't forget the. And, of course, as usual, Uncle Kevin is joining us. Uncle Kevin, welcome this morning.
It's great to be here again. Have a great day in America. And I'm happy because it's warming up.
It is warming up. I don't know where you live. I mean, if you live in Idaho, they got 4 feet of snow. But
I would not like that.
And, you know, probably three more months to go.
Yeah, exactly.
Was that March, April, May? Yeah, probably 3 more months ago. Mm-hmm. Anyway, wherever you are, we have a great broadcast. Thank you for spending time. Gerald Celente will be here later.
I love him.
Trends General, of course, I'm going to ask him about the virus and the economy and trends, gold spike down, everything spiked down, you know, that and more we'll ask him about. Jeffrey Doherty will be here. Everybody's favorite Christian conspirator, I guess that's be a good way to describe him. We're going to talk about Mandela Effect. There's new things there. We're going to talk about ETs, extraterrestrials, maybe some theories or maybe some ideas on what they are with Jeffrey. It will be super fun.
I always thought my third grade teacher was an ET. She was out there.
Why did she?
She had these big bug eyes.
Third grade.
And they scared the fire out of me.
Did she vote for Goldwater? Goldwater is good, actually.
Yeah,
did she vote for Rockefeller? I don't know. Whatever. It doesn't matter.
That was a long time ago.
We are going to cover news, and then we're going to get to those guests. Again, thank you for joining us. The big story, obviously, is the virus, and we'll have a couple of stories we'll talk about. I want to just tell you this, because I keep getting emails, I keep getting questions, and I'll tell you what I'm hearing. Three or four contacts, kind of three and a half contacts, kind of, to forget it, I can't explain. But three or four contacts have told me basically the same thing. Probably in March, this is March, this is the second, probably this month, there is going to be travel restrictions that are implemented in the United States. There's going to be testing. They're going to find out that the virus is way bigger than we thought.
Yeah.
Or they thought.
Be in lots and lots of states.
And then they're going to start restricting travel. It'll be increasing. And like I told you last week, we were way we were ahead on a lot of this on reporting this. I've told you this now for about a week or so. It'll be increasing rings of restriction on your travel, and then the end result may be something akin, something close to martial law. That is possible. Now, you got to understand, 80-85% of what I hear on this kind of stuff probably are accurate, or it's 85% accurate. But that 10-15, 10-20% is not accurate.
Yeah, a lot of disinformation
or doesn't happen,
out there.
Or it's either disinformation or things change.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to look at the upside, downside.
Yeah.
You know, if you were a poker player, you'd look at the percentage of, you know, the percentages here. What does it mean to my life if everything I just said is true? What does it mean to my life if none of it is true? And so what's the risk reward? And the risk is so much. This weekend I went to the Walmart. Yeah. I bought a bunch of toilet paper. Like I said, I bought a bunch of some
peanut butter
and jelly. Yeah, some meat to freeze.
Olive oil.
Olive oil.
You have to.
Stuff like this to have at the house.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what is coming.
Me neither.
People who have a good idea, whose opinion I trust, tell me something is coming.
Yep.
So you take that for what it's worth. I'm loaded up on Oreganol, Oregaresp. I probably need some more Oregaresp, actually. I want more Oregaresp. I have a lot of Oreganol. Colloidal silver, a lot. Vitamin C, D, selenium, magnesium. All those have multivitamins. Yeah, you can always use it. Yeah, you always use it.
But if you run out of them, forget about it. You're not going to be able to get them.
Yes. I mean, one person who was involved with the government, let's just put it that way, who told me, says, be careful if you go to the drugstore and make purchases with a credit card for cough medicine. If you go purchase drugs to buy.
They'll be knocking on your door.
Because they'll be knocking on your door. You're sick? You're going to get tested now.
And magically, you got the coronavirus, whether you do or not.
Yeah, who knows? I don't know any of that.
Yep.
All I'm saying, that's what I was told. Purchases like that, you may want to use cash. just so you know.
And don't tell your name.
You don't have to tell your name to buy Robitussin or whatever. I would buy Reginald personally, but I'm just saying. Or things like that. I'm just letting you know. Anyway, getting to the news. Erdogan, remember we talked about Greece, talked about the migrants, Erdogan and Turkey?
3.5 million.
Well, it's starting to break. Erdogan warns millions of refugees will move to Turkey's border with the EU. Well, they kind of have, or at least they've started.
Yeah, I've seen the pictures of them. They're all behind what kind of wire?
Constantina
wire, like we've been talking about for years.
We could have solved the border crisis.
We could have solved the border.
The dire situation of Syria's Idlib province caused by fighting that's pitted Syrian government forces against Turkish troops has created a wave of refugees trying to flee the conflict. Well, Erdogan's got millions more to go behind that he's ready to release into Europe. The gateway to Europe from Turkey is through Greece.
Yes.
That's definitely the major one from Turkey. You can go up north a little bit. But right. Greece, basically, a country of about 10 million, a little over 10, close to 11, and they have about 3 million refugees ready to go. Ready to pour in.
They pour in. Your country's gone.
This is like the Ottoman Empire again, as far as the Muslims coming in.
Coming in. The hordes of Muslims.
It's similar. It's scary. The Greece has gone crazy, meaning they're up in arms about it. There's a big story. They went to one of the migrant centers, supposedly overran the UN peace, quote-unquote, peacekeeping force. I'm making air quotes right now, ladies and gentlemen. Overran the UN peacekeeping forces, went to this migrant center, and burned the thing to the ground.
Excellent.
Well, I think it's excellent.
And you have to protect your country.
Well, right. This is
you're not going to have one.
This is an invasion.
And this next story goes right in with it, Dan. Migrants shot by Greece police as border clashes. Greek border police shot dead a Syrian migrant attempting to reach Europe, and the crowd chants Ali Akbar as they carry the body away. That must be a frightening sight to have tens of thousands of crazy Muslims screaming Ali Akbar on the other side.
Well, I don't know if they're crazy or not, but they got a will to get in your country.
Whew.
They obviously have a will to come in. I mean, I don't know how many people. I'd hope I'd have some machine guns, and I have about 100 of my buddies with me.
Boy, I'm telling you.
That's what it would take. I mean, it would take.
I scared a fire at. I mean, you see that?
Right. Have you seen the pictures of that?
Yeah, I have. There's just hordes of them.
Right. You wouldn't need 100. You would need like 1,000 people lined up with machine guns, like Terminator style, Arnold Schwarzenegger
with the 30 caliber,
with 30 cal with the chains,
with 1,000 rounds in them.
I mean, you would. You really would. I don't know, 1,000, maybe 2,000. You'd need north of 100. It was a lot of people.
Lots of them.
And if they had any kind of gun or armament or whatever.
I would not like to be the people Greeks revolt right now.
Greeks revolt against migrant centers. Government uses military to repel migrant invasion. Greece now, finally, after all these years, has kicked in the idea of maybe we don't need these. Maybe we don't want these migrants to come in. Police clash with French islanders fearing coronavirus among tourists. So the French on this isle, they're traditionally, historically known a little snobbish, not wanting visitors anyway.
Right.
Well, now they really don't want visitors because they don't want them to bring dirty virus
with them. Yeah, exactly. Keep your dirty virus to yourself.
Saint-Denis de la Réunion, police used tear gas on protesting residents of France's Indian Ocean Territory, Reunion Island, Sunday, who tried to block passengers of a cruise ship turned away from nearby Madagascar for fear there may be people infected with the coronavirus on board. If a cruise ship gets turned away from Madagascar, another country, it's coming to your port, aren't you concerned?
I am. I wouldn't let it dock.
Well, that's what they're saying. We don't want it to dock. And then the police.
If they needed food, I'd get a helicopter and drop it on them.
Put it in a dinghy and let it float off.
Yeah.
Let it float towards them. That's what they said. And the police fired tear gas for their trouble. This is crazy. This is. You think about in America, if something like this really broke, what America would be like, what these big cities would be like. Look, please, for the love of God, go to Walmart, wherever, and go get your supplies and get something.
Now.
If I couldn't leave my house for 2-3 weeks, what would I need? Yep. That's the decision you need to make.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm being told there's a good chance it may be coming to America in the next, 60 days or so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, there you go. I do feel a bit crazy. Australians stockpiling food to prepare for coronavirus. For some, the idea of stocking up on food and groceries to prepare for a virus outbreak in Australia is risk management 101. It's just plain common sense, is what it is.
Yeah.
For others, it's alarmism. We just saw China quarantine 700 million people.
Yeah.
We've seen Italy now, the shelves go bare in a day.
Mm-hmm.
What in the world would it look like in America? We've seen the lines outside Hawaii Costco, yeah. New York Costco.
Yeah.
Oh, but that's alarmism. It doesn't matter if the virus is even real or not.
It doesn't.
There's no food left.
Yeah, right.
There's no
do?
Supplies left.
Yeah, what are you going
to
do?
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't.
On some level, it doesn't matter.
No.
That's what I've been trying to beg you people to do. You people. The Power Hour Nation.
That's right.
Be powerful. Be prepared.
Yep, just like the Boy Scouts.
Not like the Boy Scouts these days.
The old days.
Yes. I had a dream about this last night. I'm anxious for everybody because I don't know where this is going.
What'd you dream about? That fluffernutter you got at the store?
The peanut butter?
Yeah.
Oh, I got some peanut butter.
With the fluff in it?
No.
Oh.
On Walmart, they got organic peanut butter.
Oh, excellent.
It's really good. It's really good. Anyway, they do feel a bit crazy. We've seen a sharp increase in demand for long life pantry items and household staples in recent days, which has led to partial stock shortages across some of our stores. Yeah, food storage. We're getting some more supplies in if you want to order food storage. You know, get your order in, first order in or first order out. We do have some supplies right now of some things. So if you, we can take your order and get it.
Won't go to waste.
What? Go to the store. Buy canned foods. Buy soups. Buy rice and beans. Please.
Mm-hmm.
Please. U.S. prepares for more coronavirus cases. Trump meets with drug makers. Isn't that comforting? So
no.
He's
going to
meet with the drug makers and ask for progress on the vaccine.
Which they are magically have in their back pocket.
Well, doesn't that make your watch skip a second or two?
I didn't like that.
Trump administration officials, do not get prepared. Don't buy mass food, cleaning supplies, or anything. Just wait for a vaccine and do what you're told. Natural News. Mike Adams, he goes a little extreme with his title, but
there's something to it.
Yes, there is something to it. U.S. Surgeon General Jerome Adams told Adams, his name's Adams too, maybe he's related to Mike.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
His brother.
Told America to, quote, stop buying masks. He said that if consumers buy masks, then the hospitals will run out, accidentally admitting hospitals are facing a severe mask shortage because they didn't prepare in advance. Soon as they saw anything go on in China, why weren't these hospitals? I mean, one, they should be prepared anyway. But as soon as they saw something in China, they should have socked up every, available mask there was, but they didn't. Let's see the anti-shopping list. Here's what you are supposed to not be buying, according to the Trump administration. Do not buy masks because hospitals are running out. Do not buy extra food because VP Pence went on Rush Limbaugh's show. And even though neither one of them is a scientist or virologist, they both want you to feel warm and fuzzy that everything is fine. And they want you to believe the virus that's sweeping through nearly 60 nations around the world will somehow stop at America's totally unprotected borders. That makes sense, huh?
It does.
Do not buy extra prescription medications, even though most of them come from China and supply lines are going to be
cut. Like,
here is the clear message I got from my contacts.
What?
What you call supply chain, whatever you call that, whatever you think that is in America, the supply chain is going to be cut.
Yeah, absolutely. Could this be the beginning of a global depression? Very possibly.
What you should do, though, in this list, it goes a few other things. Mm-hmm. Do buy stocks, though.
I wouldn't buy a stock right now.
Because the Fed promises to make them even more overvalued.
Yeah.
There you go. Patient released in San Antonio later tested positive. I think this is going to be a recurring theme. I think there's a lot of people in America with this. I'm not saying that the virus is deadly. I'm not saying it is deadly. What I'm saying is, I know they've been lying about the numbers from China because they kept the same death rate for like a month straight.
Yeah.
2.1%, 2.1%. It's impossible. Statistical anomaly.
And Trump said, told the NHA to send out those kits all across the country to start testing for coronavirus. And they didn't do it. They're just doing it now, 6 weeks later. So what does that tell you?
Well, Trump should have went on TV and told and been more aggressive.
Yeah, he should have. He should get out in front of this. He should.
Well, we've been saying that for a while now.
Yeah.
Here's a very interesting story. I don't know if Catherine put this in the news or not. This is a very interesting story, very important story, and this is how this works, and you can kind of see the threads and how the media works coordinated. Bill Maher from HBO, I don't even know, what's it, Bill Maher?
Globalist.
Well, whatever he is, on HBO show. Mm-hmm. He says, watch out because Trump is going to declare martial law on this. Mm-hmm. It becomes a doublespeak. First, Trump doesn't do anything, then Trump's going to declare martial law. Right. Why is this important? Do you remember the Roger Stone case when they went out and they, before the verdict, before everything, they said, oh, Trump will pardon him because he's covering up for Trump.
Right.
This is how the CIA works on these cover stories and different black ops on when it comes to media. They poison the well before you ever get there.
Right.
So that if Trump does declare martial law, if there is a real emergency, So he has to do something. So then they've already undermined his action before he does it to a large percentage of the population. Same thing with Roger Stone. Now, Trump pardons Roger Stone, they've already poisoned the well to millions of people that, he just did that because
he's protecting.
He's protecting what have you.
Yeah.
So this is the same thing. Roger Stone's a political thing. A virus is not supposedly not a political entity.
But they're using it as
entity.
A political
thing. Do you see how that works?
And do you see everybody, Pelosi and Schiff and everybody attacking, he hasn't done enough. Well, they're setting it up for.
Why weren't they screaming for something a month ago?
Yeah,
and they're just whatever. They're, Buttigieg.
Tencent.
Tencent Pete.
Yep, Tencent Pete.
He quit the presidential race.
He's almost like three ring Pete.
He quit the race ahead of Super Tuesday, cementing collapse after strong Iowa showing, which makes you think the Iowa was. Rigged.
Rigged.
Remember, they couldn't count the votes for a week.
They couldn't,
or whatever it was. He ended his presidential campaign. We're going to talk about this with Jeffrey Doherty, too. Good. He's coming up here in about 10 minutes or so. And then Gerald Celente later. I think, as soon as I heard it, Jeffrey actually predicted it before it happened. As soon as I heard it, I thought, they're coalescing support to fight Sanders.
Right.
That's immediately what I thought. Yeah. California County is creating gun team task force to seize guns. What could possibly go wrong from law enforcement today? No comment needed.
L.A. Mayor, L.A. This is, you think California's gone crazy? Listen to this story. L.A. Man claims city preventing him from removing homeless camped on his property.
So tell the story quickly.
This guy's got
a wall.
About a 6-foot wall. He comes out, he hears some noise in the backyard. He comes out there, and there's two people got a tent up in his backyard, drinking and smoking.
Carrying on,
making noise. It's 12 o'clock at night or whatever.
In his yard.
In his yard.
Not in the neighbor's
yard.
In his yard.
Without his permission. He calls the cops and tells the cop, look, these guys
are... Get them out of here.
Yeah, get them out of here. They're squatters. And you know what the cops tell him? He says, you touch their stuff to the homeowner. You touch their stuff... And we'll arrest you. And he goes, you got to be out of your mind. This is my property, Mr. Cop. He says, it doesn't matter. That stuff is staying there. And if you touch it or damage it, you're going to jail.
The race of private property. This isn't just a political question. This is a spiritual question. Our founders were extremely clear about this. The pursuit of happiness has to do with private property. Why? Because property... And logic will tell you this. This is the founders theorized all this and philosophized all this. Property only has value when you attach your innate God-given ability to it to create value out of it. Land in the middle of the jungle has no value until what? Until you exercise your dominion on it, then it can have value and can produce. It doesn't matter what it is. Private property is an extension not only of your ingenuity, but of your God-given unalienable rights. So private property, when they're destroying and breaking the tie of private property, that's what they're doing with this guy. They are offending and taking your dominion and offending God Almighty. This is why the Bill of Rights is so important. This is why I begged you to put it on your refrigerator. This is why this plan that we got going on with Sheriff Mack, the sheriffs, militias, the people themselves, the Bill of Rights. There's two questions you need to ask politically right now. The most red doesn't matter, blue doesn't matter, red, white, and blue matters. Are you endowed by your Creator or aren't you? Is the Bill of Rights the law or isn't it? Those are the two questions. And this sheriff is an affront. He's a tyrant. He's disgusting. What is he doing is an offense to God, is offense to our law, is offense to America. This is very, very bad, portending to what's going on there in California.
Absolutely.
Extremely bad. And it's throwing away the dominion of mankind that's been placed here by God. So says the Bible.
Well, for 250 years, that's one of the main reasons people wanted to come to the United
States.
Invest
in America.
Because they could own property. If they got property, the state couldn't take it away from them like they can in third world nations.
U.S. Supreme Court agrees to hear Democratic bid to defend Obamacare. We'll see how that goes. A paranoid militia infiltrating Texas police has been on rebellion, ready to rise up.
Ooh.
They're already tainting them. They're already tainting these Oath Keepers, as recruiting law officers in Hood County to take up arms in what the founder predicts will be a bloody civil war against the U.S. government. A national director of the Las Vegas-based Oath Keepers, John D. Shirley, moved to rural Hood in 2015, has been appointed by county commissioners as a constable, giving him both access to confidential information and a political platform to recruit more militia members. Okay, this is Hood County in Texas. Is this Texas or is this Virginia?
Don't know.
Boy, this article, they don't. All right, anyway, this is very important.
Very good.
Because they're realizing, they saw in Virginia where the weakness is of their plan. At the local level, the federal government, the national government, see, they always say, well, it's law, it's law. They have the force of law. They don't.
They don't.
On the local level, the sheriff is the highest law official, legal official. Actually, the people are, but the people, then it's in the sheriff, right? So, because they elect the sheriff.
Yeah,
see, police, we don't elect police. Yeah, that's why the power's in the people. We the people. The government is the people. That's why the connection. So the sheriff has the ability by law to stop these kind of things like the gun grabbing. Because why? Because it's against the Bill of Rights.
Correct.
There you go. Anyway, Todd, are we on the breaker? I don't hear the music. Is the break about to start?
There we go.
Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Jeffrey Doherty on the other side. So good to be with you. ThePowerHour.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage, I love to eat. Yum!
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
One of the news stories, you can go to thepowerhour.com, click on news today. Here's one of the stories that I should have gotten to more at the first. High levels of probable carcinogen NDMA have been found in the U.S. supply of the widely used diabetes drug metformin. So I just wanted to make that, make you aware of that. So if you take metformin, well, there may be high levels of carcinogen in it across the supply. You know, most of them come from China, and, you know, I wouldn't give a dog treat to my dog that came from China. That's me. Yeah, my brother-in-law's got a story about that, of their dog getting cancer. That's another story. Anyway, the Power Mall, that's where we get the financial support to pay for all the things we have to pay for. It's not free, you know, the concept that you just turn on your radio and then we're here. No, there's a lot of people working very hard to do that. So we thank you so much for your support, and you're welcome, because I know that you appreciate what we do also. Well, at the Power Mall, there's great products. Obviously, with what's going on, detox. There's only two causes of disease, right? Toxicity and lack of nutrition. I guess you can say there's some malgenetics, but basically it's those two things. Happy Bodies Detox Cocktail, we have that back. And we got it in the powdered form. It's real good. I like it. It's got a little tangy taste. I think it's great. I love the detox cocktail. Easy way to detox. Again, this is one of those questions. If you are not detoxing with these products, how are you detoxing? Because there's only two causes of disease. And unfortunately, it's like there's not a little meter, like a little battery meter on our bodies that make it clear to us what's going on. So as we build up with toxicity, oh, my toxicity is getting up. I better take. No. It takes a while. Our body's incredibly resilient, and then all of a sudden it isn't. And that's really how it works. And so you got to get on top of it now. Phosphatidylcholine, of course, Dr. Rogers goes on and on and on about how important that is with the cod liver oil. Vitamin E, renatured grown by nature. Real vitamin E, full spectrum vitamin E. The vitamin E you get at these big box stores does not do what it is intended to do. And it actually hurts you in some ways. It may be a net negative. We've had doctor after expert talk about this and discuss this. Alpha lipoic acid R, intracal vitamin D3. Of course, Global Healing Dr. Group's going to be on later this week. Really excited to talk to him. He was at the conference. I'm sure we'll discuss that. Oxy powder. another way to detox. Look, if you're not using these products to detox, how are you detoxing? Detoxidine, the iodine, absolutely essential. Iodine is not in the salts like it used to be. And even then, it's not the best form of iodine. The double forms, highly bioavailable, clean your thyroid out, decalcify your thyroid, your pineal gland, or decalcify your pineal gland, which is helps your connection to the the universe, to God, to the divine. How are you going to do it? Again, if you're not going to use this product to do it, how are you going to do it? Very important question. Detox foot pads, vegan safe B12. You don't need a B12 shot. Try these under your tongue and see how that does for you first. Lateral flora, they're good probiotics that actually sit in the bottle. They're not the liquid kind that need to be in a refrigerator. Although the Living Streams probiotics, I think, are fantastic. But when you travel, it's a lot easier to take the lateral flora. Selenium by Dr. Group, we have in the Intracal also. Both fantastic products. The silver gel, the silver lozenges, the Optivita silver, colloidal silver, and the super krill oil, a very important source of krill, oil. of course, now we do have the kidney support. We finally got it in stock. There's a problem at the border. You know, it's getting harder and harder to get these products through customs, through borders. And these are high quality things that really change people's life. 3-century-old formula, the kidney support. We do have it, and the CardioCom, and of course the Strauss Heart Drops. Strauss Heart Drops is the most profound thing we've ever sold. Really changes people's lives. Go look in the mirror. Do you have a diagonal crease on your ear? Well, that's the number one indicator of arterial blockage. Again, I'll ask the question. If that's true, that's what you have. If you don't use Strauss Heart Drops to unblock your arteries, if you don't try that, what are you going to do? Because blood flow restriction is energy restriction, is everything restriction in your life. Of course, the oregano, the Oregaresp, the Optivita Silver, the Purely C, the vitamin D3, the magnesium, the zinc, the selenium, all these products and more, the Chaga Max over at thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com. Thank you so much for your support. 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. Oh my gosh. That was a long intro, but it's very unusual times we have, and I apologize to Jeff for that long intro. One of our favorites is here, Jeff Doherty. He's known as the Christian whistleblower. He's got a fantastic bio. He's a former 20-year preacher, Bible college graduate, with over 100,000 hours of biblical study under his belt. I mean, just by pure luck, you ought to learn something if you study that long. And he certainly is more than lucky. We're very happy to have him. His website, jeffreydoherty.com, is a potpourri of information. Always excited to have him. Jeffrey, welcome back to the Power Hour. Oh, we just lost him. I fell asleep and hit the button. He fell asleep and hit the button. We'll get him back here in a second. Yeah, yeah. But Uncle Kevin always wants me to talk about the toothpaste. I love Vitamin Air products. The mouthwash is just fantastic. We do have him back. Jeffrey, you there, Jeffrey?
I am here, wall to wall, treetop tall.
I gave you the greatest introduction ever. You missed it. It was fantastic.
Well, I'll have to catch it on the recording, and I know you're on YouTube now, too, so I'll have two chances to listen.
Okay, well, very good. Great to have you. We're going to talk about a variety of things. Obviously, the virus, we're going to talk about that. I want to start with your work involving CIA research. What kind of operations have been done on us as a country? What have you seen? Let's start right there. Just kind of a Reader's Digest version. I have a reason for that, so go ahead.
All right, perfect. And thanks again for having me on. It's always been an honor and a privilege, you know, from Joyce and now with you folks. It's a great privilege to be here. Thank you so much. And as far as the, you know, the CIA, MK Ultra, that type of stuff goes, for me, I was led to take it down a historical path to try to go back and find at least maybe the modern beginnings of that type of thing. And believe it or not, and I think we've touched on this before on past visits, it kind of modern goes back to Elvis Presley, Elvis Presley's mother, Paul McCartney, believe it or not. And then as I've tracked it, I think down into the NASA Apollo stuff quite possibly, and then on through the Manson so-called murders. And I think those were the places where they tried out their techniques. They applied them to more specific situations. And it's my conviction after this study that now that they've learned how to apply it to individuals, it's now being applied more widespread to populaces rather than just specific individuals. So that's kind of the thumbnail sketch of, you know, the 2 cents of what Jeffrey Daugherty thinks and knows about that, for whatever it's worth.
What, well, it's worth something, certainly. One of the coolest interviews I've ever done was, for me, was you when you talked about Elvis Presley and the Beatles. I thought that was fascinating. Let me ask you, why was Elvis, Paul McCartney, obviously major musical icons, why was it so important for the CIA to focus on them?
Well, number one, it was, you know, very convenient targets. If we can, it's kind of like the old, you know, New York, New York, if you can make it there, you can make it anywhere. Why not start at the top? But it's important to note that as great of a musical genius as Elvis Presley was, as Paul McCartney, and certainly John and George and Ringo along with that, Elvis Presley and Paul McCartney specifically represented great cultural and even spiritual change. You remember Elvis came along in the 50s. It was the Ozzy and Harriet 50s. We believed the government. We believed authority. We didn't question anything. Everybody walked lockstep. You know, whites didn't mess with blacks. Blacks didn't mess with whites. It was very still two Americas. And here comes Elvis Presley saying, be your own person. Do what you want to do. Follow your dreams. Black music from a white guy, and at the same time saluting the flag, yes sir, no ma'am, showing that it's okay to be an individual and still be a good, polite, patriotic American. And here's, you know, Paul and John and the boys playing this 432 high frequency music that just by listening to it lifts you into a higher spiritual frequency. So if you've got those two guys working together as a 1-2 punch, that's a prescription for disaster. And we all know what happened in the 60s. And I think it could have been a great decade of enlightenment for America and for the world. And by attacking those two individuals, they successfully derailed it from then till now, which, you know, I'm a Bible college graduate, not a math major, but that's a long time that we've missed out.
There was the... was it you that coined this phrase, or was it not Rappaport, but oh my gosh, I can't remember his name. I love him too. What is his name? I feel bad. Anyway, the idea that CIA or somebody wanted to take elements within the CIA, wanted to take America from the Leave It to Beaver culture to Woodstock. How fast could they do that? Do you know anything about that?
I do not, and I did not coin that phrase, so it must be the gentleman whose name has been momentarily forgotten.
Guy, I can see him. Guy, such a good... Oh, my gosh, that's frustrating. I'm a little... It's been a hard couple weeks, ladies and gentlemen. What is his name? Not Rappaport. Anyway, I'll think of it during the break. Maybe I will, anyway. Well, no matter whether that actually happened or not, or that was actually planned or not, that is what happened. We saw America go from the early 60s. I mean, they were still saying the Lord's Prayer in school in 1960 to 1969 Woodstock, and they were openly, you know, naked and there in the New York forest or whatever, you know, smoking God only knows what. A culture changed really quick, in a decade, really quick. Was this all part of, from your research, was this all planned? Was this part of their thinking?
In my opinion, absolutely so. And the real reason behind it all is to keep people, you know, keep their heads stuck in sex, drugs, rock and roll, keep their heads stuck in hedonism, instead of taking that other turn where we were started out in the 60s with self-realization, you know, with going deep within ourselves and understanding where real power lies, where true power lies. And I think they wanted to keep us all to, you know, use a crass phrase, fat, dumb, and happy, rather than have us find out that we're divine, sovereign, and free.
Divine, sovereign, and free. I know that's from you. That's one of my favorite. I love that. Divine, sovereign, and free.
That one I'll take credit for.
He wrote Tornado in the Junkyard. You know, it was really critical about you know, theory of evolution. God, I can see him. He's got white hair. Oh, my gosh. I am just our audience probably knows him anyway. Whatever. There's a study in the 30s, And if I can't remember this guy's name, I sure won't be able to remember this guy's name who did the study. But there's a pretty extensive study in the 30s where he studied culture, all the cultures as far back as he could, you know, Rome. I mean, any culture that he could study and get substantial information about. And he found an irrevocable link between the culture's attitude towards sex and marriage and their subsequent culture itself. Was it a flourishing culture? Was it an abundant culture? Was it an expansive society? Or was it a contracting debauchery where it just fall and then eventually their nation and culture fell? And he found an irrevocable link. If you believed in no sex before marriage and fidelity after marriage, the culture was strong, the nation was growing. If that idea was broken, the culture began to decline, and eventually the nation broke up. Is that what we're seeing here? Is basically the breakup of our society, our attitude about sex in the 60s? Was this, from my research, I see it as this was planned to then break down culture and really change America. Your thoughts?
I think that is definitely true. I would probably offer that that would be a secondary effect of a lack of true spirituality. But I also have a minor degree in anthropology, and from an anthropological perspective, you know, regardless of whatever your religious beliefs are, there's no doubt that monogamy and strong marriage are very, very cohesive elements within any society, just from an anthropological point of view. And if you take that up a notch to a spiritual point of view, moral point of view, I don't really know that you can make a very cogent argument against those things if you want to have a stable, flourishing society.
Our founding fathers, this idea of like separation of church and state, which has been bastardized and twisted from a Thomas Jefferson letter that was actually trying to protect churches, but that's another story. They believed in a certain morality, and they actually believed that religion, quote unquote, I mean, that's a loose term for this, but some sort of morality needed to be taught in school, that a basic concept of morality. They felt like a free society, the Constitution is only for a moral people, and that morality was so essential to their overall freedom. They understood that. Have you done any research on that? Does your feeling back that up, or what's your perspective?
Yeah, I've kind of been drug kicking and screaming into a certain sidebar of that discussion, and it is. I'm a big fan of Jefferson. I've read just about every word that Jefferson ever wrote, and he definitely did make the statement that the United States and the documents and the founding of this nation was intended to be for a moral people, and you can't really have a true representative republic without having a people of a certain base of morality. But that doesn't mean that Jefferson meant that everybody had to be a blonde-haired, blue-eyed Protestant. That's the furthest thing from his belief. But what Jefferson really taught, and what I think is the strength of the United States of America, is that it doesn't matter who you are or what you are, who you want to marry, where you want to go, it does matter to some of us. But at the end of the day, if you do what you do, and you do it at your house, and you do it quietly, and you do it behind closed doors, and you don't try to enforce your ideas and your standards upon me, then we have no problem. You go do what you want to do at your home. I do what I want to do at my home. But when we're in public, we're Americans first. We believe in the sovereignty of this nation. We believe in the dignity of every individual. But when certain, and we don't want to go down the LGBTQ path, but I don't have a problem with those people being what they think they are. But when they think that I have to say it's normal, or when they think that I have to say it's preferred, that's where we have a problem. That's where I think Jefferson would have had a problem.
Well, I don't think there's any question the founders would have been aghast at that dynamic that we've seen. It would have been, you know, it's been so twisted. The Bill, I've said many times, they are using the Bill of Rights to destroy the Bill of Rights, and they're twisting the meaning of this to think, oh, therefore you need to then let us go to school to teach tolerance, to teach all these things, because that's accepting, that's loving, that's America, that's freedom. And I'm telling you right now, the founders couldn't have thought more different than that. There is no way on God's green earth they would have let public school be an institution to teach that, because they would have seen that as an element of destruction. They believed, they would believe, I am certain that teaching that would undermine family, undermine children's general morality, and then eventually lead to the destruction of society and culture and everything that they had created. Do you agree with me on that point?
You know, to kind of contextualize it in, you know, modern terms and something that we can grab hold to right now, I don't have a legal problem with Mayor Pete Buttigieg kissing his husband on the platform after he wins a primary. I do have a problem with somebody standing up in front of a class of school children demonstrating how men can kiss each other and girls can kiss each other and saying that it's all right. You have to believe it.
Yes.
It has to be just as normal as boys and girls kissing, because it's not.
Well, they would have, exactly. You, teaching 4 and 5 year olds like they're doing in I mean, ladies and gentlemen, this is how far our country's come and how the strength of quote unquote Christianity, I just have, I'm just so appalled by it. To be honest, I'm offended. I mean, you know, I don't get me on, I don't want to get on a rant about this, but when I do not hear major Christian religions echoing, bullhorning what's going on in California, where 4 and 5 year olds are taught damnable things about, you know, anal things and all this, then that tells me that there's, that the spiritual strength of the Christian church is waning. And the founders, the reason the First Amendment protected religion is because religion was supposed to be a separate institution from government, that government couldn't tell religion what to do, because religion was there as a check, was there as a moral institution, hopefully, to provide the balance to the moral part of society, to then bless the civil part of society to keep order and to keep law and to keep the Declaration of Independence standing. I didn't know we were going to go here. We've kind of went here. I want to transition, but do you have any final thoughts on any of that we've said so far, Jeff?
No, I think the American system, and this is just my opinion, obviously not the opinion of this, you know, this station or this show, but it's my opinion that the American system was set up to allow for Pete Buttigieg to believe that he is what he is and do what he does within his own life without any fear of repercussions of law or injustice. But it was not set up to take Pete Buttigieg's lifestyle into the schools, into culture, and make me feel bad for wanting to say, no, that's not the way we do it.
I would agree mostly with what you said there. I think there were a lot of sodomy laws in America coming out of the Constitution, so I don't think that they... I don't know. That's a hard... I don't know that argument, but it's certainly an interesting conversation. I generally agree with what you just said, certainly. And we'd be much better off if we just left people alone. It's really where the government's violating the Bill of Rights is where we should be upset. But anyway, the reason I want to talk all this about the CIA, and we've went way off the track, and I've talked way too much, I want to hear what you have to say. The Bill Maher, there was a story this over the weekend where he got up, last week. It's been recently. And he said that, look out, Trump is going to declare martial law on this virus, and like it was a bad thing, like Trump was just going to use this as control, blah, blah, blah. And he was putting that out there. And you think, oh, that's just another pundit. I see it much different, and I want to get your perspective. I know that the media, we know from the church hearings in the Senate, we know that William Colby got up and said CIA had infiltrated every major media outlet in 1975. This is an operation where they poison the well for the future. When he's saying something like that, he is poisoning the well for America now to perceive in the way they look at the world and the way they look at Donald Trump. So if Donald Trump does declare, if he does have to declare some sort of emergency because of the virus, God forbid, and that's a whole nother story, but if he does, they've already poisoned it against him. And that's how subtle this is. I want to get your perspective on the subtle nature of CIA infiltrating and the operation into the minds of the American people.
I think you've said it very well. And by the way, I've been trying to get on Bill Maher's show. I'd love to debate him. So bring me on your show, Mr. Maher. But I think it's interesting that they should pick one side or the other, because with one side of their mouths, as you pointed out in an earlier segment here, Trump's doing nothing, Trump just sits by, Trump's a dummy. And then on the other side of their mouth, they want him to declare martial law. So pick which one you want him to do, first of all, and at least be consistent with your message. Joe Biden is somewhere in one of these Super Tuesday states hyperventilating because President Trump hasn't done what he thinks he should do. And here's this pundit trying to have it both ways. Pick a side and stick with it, Mr. Maher.
There's a word they call that from 1984. It's called doublespeak.
That's exactly what it is. And that's part of the plan to infiltrate and poison the American mind. And, you know, Daniel, I wish it was just from the mainstream media, but, you know, I've got a YouTube channel, the Christian Whistleblower YouTube, and I'm here to tell you that most of the people on YouTube are just as bad as the people on the mainstream media. It used to be the alternative media. It used to be different. My friend, it's going to hell in a handbasket really, really quickly.
Interesting. How so? We got about, I don't know, a minute or so. How so?
Because I just think that people now on YouTube, it used to be a platform for wild-eyed fanatics like me that have a message, and we're message-driven. We don't care about money. We don't care about subscribers. We don't care about income. We're just trying to get our message out. Now, everybody's discovered what the mainstream media discovered. Bad news sells, Daniel. So these guys and girls are sitting around looking for the worst news. Let's search the bad news. Oh, Cindy, did you hear the thing about the thing? It's so bad. And they're putting bad news on and scaring everybody in order to get higher clicks and more subscribers and more money. And it's programming our country. We're just as bad as the mainstream media. We need some optimism around here and some truth.
Optimism and truth. Wow, there you go. On the other side, let's have some optimism and truth. So we'll get it more with Jeff Daugherty. The Christian Whistleblowers' channel on YouTube, jeffreydaugherty.com. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Power Hour. So good to be with you.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.